All right, can we hear your question?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I believe on a very important day like this, for man of God, there is celebrating their birthday. There is always something that we want to know, and that's the heart cry of you, sir. Your heart cry. The things that are more important to you now. Maybe it will happen now or tomorrow. The heart cry. So please, we want you to tell us, sir.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You're welcome in Jesus' name. I want to bless the Lord for today. Bible says this is the day the Lord has made. We are glad and we rejoice in it. Now, your question is very simple. What is my heart cry? What is my heart cry for now? And I want to bring out the word now, because you could look at it in the way that your total heart cry, and you can also break it down into the now. What is your heart cry for now? It's always a journey, you know, desire, the deepest desire in a man's heart. You could have the global desire that a man has, the one central desire that a man has, then breaking it down into phases, you know, for now. The deepest heart cry of my heart now, as we speak, is a word that I received just a few days ago. You know, I received more light. You know, I received more core. It's the spirit of meekness. Meekness. You know, the spirit of meekness, a journey in meekness. A journey in meekness. How far you go in the spirit, in your journey and your walk with God, amongst every other thing that you need to lay hands on, appropriate in your spirit, man. One that is also very key and central is the spirit of meekness. When the Messiah was coming in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, you say, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion." You say, "Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem," say, "for your king cometh unto you." He said, "He is just and having salvation, meek, and riding upon an ass, upon a donkey, and upon a colt, the fowl of an ass." Now, who is coming is the king, and he is coming unto you. So, when you receive Jesus Christ into your life, when you are receiving the Lord, you are receiving Christ, you are receiving the king. Who you receive is a king into your life that must take ownership and possession. So you are not receiving one baby that is born in Bethlehem. A baby that is born in Bethlehem and, you know, all of those things. Who you are receiving a king immortal, a king internal, and a king that is sovereign. Sovereign and absolute, you know. And every single word, every thought, his thought is a decree, is a command. His word is a decree, is a command. Praise the Lord. You see, with the key word I want to bring out in that scripture, you have the same scripture in Matthew chapter 21, verse 5. Verse 5, it says, "Say you unto the daughters of Jerusalem." You see, your king. You see, "Behold, your king comes unto you. He's meek." The word there is meekness, meekness. Praise the Lord. The one that is coming unto you, say, he's meek and having salvation. He's meek. And having salvation. He's meek. He's meek and having salvation. Praise the Lord. And look at Moses. Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. That's in Numbers 12 verse 3. Thereabouts. He said Moses was the meekest man on the face of the earth. And that's how God qualified, you know, him. That God went, that he went so far and God could use him to that extent. That meekness talk about the ability to respond to the Holy Spirit. It's a meekness, you know, that the word meekness, how do I put the English translation for it, you know? You are pliable, you know? That is accessibility. That's why people, if you see certain men that other men cannot accept, what is lacking is meekness. No matter how you color it, no matter how you try to explain it, no matter how you anoint it, you know, how you anoint it and anoint you know, it cannot be God, because what is God is always God, and part of it is the spirit of meekness. That's why God himself is meek. He said he's meek. That's why look at the king was coming. But when it's a king that came, but he stood, nobody recognized that he was a king. Why? Because of the spirit of meekness. Praise the Lord. When kings come, they come with pomp. When you see it, if a king steps into an area, you don't need to know that he's a king. By the pomp, you know, by the pomp around him, by the pomp, the aura, all of this, you announce the presence of a king. But when this king, Jesus, was coming, what announced his presence was meekness, you know. And that's why men looked at him, they never saw a king inside of him. Why? Because of the spirit of meekness. Say, behold, your king comes, he's meek and having salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So you see that meekness is profound and is so deep. Praise the Lord. It's even by revelation, by understanding, that God will begin to teach us meekness. It's so practical. You know, it's so practical. Meekness is also what makes you to receive from others, you know, that per se, your subconscious mind, you may think that they are less than you. Meekness is what makes you to be teachable. Praise the Lord. It's what makes you to be teachable. I talk about access. It's meekness. Ability for people to access you. It's meekness. It's the degree to which you are meek. The degree to which you are meek, you know, is that degree to which people have access into your life. If you look at when Jesus was on earth, all men had access to his life. It's because of meekness. Praise the Lord. No man gets more anointed than he was anointed. So no matter the level of your anointing that has not brought access into your life, you begin to check it out. Guys are young, or we are young men today. God will continue to increase us and build our lives, and God will build things around us. Praise the Lord. There are things that God builds within and God builds around. God will continually build things around us. God will give us more power, will give us more resources. But comes with all those things, if there is the spirit of meekness, is not so deep and so profound, it's going to shut down access into our lives by evil people. Praise the Lord. Then dimensions of God that are higher than what you know today. What makes you to operate in them is the spirit of meekness. For you to receive things that are higher than your knowledge, higher than your level of understanding, and higher than your perception. You see, so certain times they bring certain things and some people reject it. It's because of the spirit of meekness. You receive things than the present dealings with God in your life, where God has led you up until now. Sometimes, you see, God is always higher. He brings certain things that are higher. And he can bring it in a way and manner that is so low. Your ability to receive it is the spirit of meekness. Praise the Lord. It's a spirit of meekness. Certain times, even dimension, God wants to take you higher. The way he will come, you know. Let me use the word manger-like type of coming. Israel was expecting a king and he was born into a manger. They could not marry it together with the one that they're expecting. They have spent over 4,000 years expecting the Messiah, expecting the king to come. You know, that's why they could start and say, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? When God comes to you, don't forget, he says he's meek. The manner he will come might be manner that you may not be able to receive it, except the spirit of meekness is inside of you. The spirit to stoop low. Meekness talks about your ability to stoop low. Meekness itself is a journey in God, the spirit of meekness. It's a journey in God. God keeps taking you from one level to another. It's not where you go, okay, I'm already meek. No, it's a level. You keep going, you know. That's what John the Baptist was talking about. He said, I must reduce. He must keep what? Increasing. That is the spirit of meekness. It's so deep. If you will journey with God and amount to any depth in God, it's a dealing that the Holy Ghost must keep dealing and working, you know, inside of. That's why you see some of us could be, after maybe the level of understanding, maybe you have so much rhema, you are so much rhema, so much revelation, you cannot relate with certain things again. You see some people, you know, it's true they are not spiritual. You can't relate with them. So certain kind of meetings, you know, you cannot just go. All of those things, some of these things are, God still need to work the spirit of meekness inside of us, where you can sit down and listen to and learn from a baby, where a baby can still teach you, it's so fresh, you know, and you take it and you are running with it. It comes with power, you know. It comes with power. You're like a professor learning a professor of mathematics. This is how it goes. The world is different from the kingdom. A professor of mathematics, praise the Lord, learning from someone that is also learning mathematics in primary school. Because the Bible says we are able ministers of the Spirit. The person in primary school that is still learning A, B, and C can minister the Spirit to you that a professor for 30 years teaching mathematics. You know, I'm using that as an illustration. Can also teach you somebody in primary school that is just at the early stages of learning mathematics. Can teach you something, you that you are a professor in mathematics for 30 years, can teach you something that will be so fresh and you are here and, you know, can start a new course in your knowledge of mathematics. That's the difference between the kingdom and the world. Praise the Lord. A professor might here already knows it. There's nothing you can tell him. You that are just in primary school learning, what do you learn in primary school, self? 1 + 1. You use your hand to count it. Abi, 2 + 2. You have to do one finger, do another finger, do another finger, do another finger to arrive at 4. But in the kingdom, that person is equipped to tutor you something. You know why? What is what is giving you is the Spirit. It is me that teaches you through the person. Praise the Lord. So I want to admonish us today on the spirit of meekness. Praise the Lord. A journey in meekness. And when the Lord began to bring these things into my heart in a new way, about a week or 2 weeks ago, so I've seen things happen in the last 2-3 days that has brought me down more, you know, on the path of meekness. You know, there are certain doors in the spirit that for you to pass that door, you must stoop low. If you cannot bend, you cannot enter that door. He said, behold, the revelation also, he said, behold, the door was open to me in heaven. You must stoop low. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we are not able to stoop low because of the revelation that we have had. Those were the things that happened to the Pharisees. They could not stoop low to the new things that was coming. They already have how the Messiah must come, how he must look like. You know, they were already preparing to wait in the Messiah, and so one guy just busted out from somewhere. He didn't say from nowhere. And he was talking, who is this person? Praise the Lord. They couldn't relate with him. And this is the very Messiah that they were waiting for. A lot of us will be wanting, I want God, God, I want more of you in my life, more of you in my life. Then God will now bring circumstances, experiences that will bring more of God into our life. But this meekness is not there. We cannot recognize that this experience is God. And for us to begin to receive it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So these are some of the things as at today. As at today and as at 9, as we are talking to you, the deepest cry, I have a global heart cry to know God more and to, you know, to yield and to respond to God on a daily basis. But now, as we talk now, is the spirit of meekness. And I will be on it for some time as the Lord brings some other focus and emphasis. The journey is a journey. It's a spiritual journey in meekness. Praise the Lord. And I want to put the same thing to us. To us, the journey in meekness. Number one, I atomize those points. Number, ability to receive dimension. God always brings things that are higher than you. Ability for you to receive it in the spirit of meekness. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ability for you to access Christ, because the Bible says He Himself is meek. If you are not meek, you cannot access Him. Are you hearing me? He says He is meek and having salvation. The salvation you are crying for, salvation of our soul, the great salvation that Jesus brings. He said, the one bringing it is meek. So for you to access that salvation, you must be meek. That's the doorway. That's the access point, meekness. The spirit of meekness. You know, meekness. Praise the Lord. As a believer, for you to relate with unbeliever, the spirit of meekness. You not look at them as one kind, you know, look at them with one kind eye. Unbelievers. You know, that is spiritual pride. What can break spiritual pride in you, you know, can accelerate it. Let me put it that way. Key thing that can accelerate breaking spiritual pride inside of you, the spirit of what? The spirit of meekness. There are some meetings some of us go that you just see that in that meeting you are shut down. Because what he's trying to teach about is something you already know. Praise the Lord. You already know. I was in a place and I wanted to speak. And they say, what do you want to say about the Bible? You know how long we've been carrying the Bible. You know, they just shut me down. That was last day. You know, I wanted to say something that make reference to the Bible. That I wanted to even make reference to the Bible, they were you know, so men of God say, they just shut me down, you know. And I quickly shut down. So, quickly shut down. Praise the Lord. So these are things you need to, like, what do you want to say? I want to say something that's okay, from Susan part of the scripture, that I even mentioned is, what do you want to say? Praise the Lord. Amen. So, you see, I read in a paper today that Saudi King was going to,
yes,
to is it Singapore, Indonesia? And he went with about 1,600 entourage.
Yes.
The Boeing jet, a lot of things were mentioned that they carried. So if you are within that environment, I don't even know that Saudi King is coming. By the time you see those pump, you know that the king is around.
Mobile,
everything. It's a two elevator or something. They mentioned it, Boeing jet and like that. So 1,600 entourage. They started listing the things that came. Praise the Lord. You know a king is coming, but when King Jesus was coming, nobody knew everybody was coming. Do you know the difference? The spirit of meekness. Meekness. He said he's meek. He said he's meek and have been salvation. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's meek and having salvation. He's meek. Meekness. Meekness and having what?
Salvation.
Meekness and having salvation. Praise the Lord. There's another part of that scripture. I want to open it now. The Bible says he was riding upon an ass, a donkey, and upon a colt, you know, the fowl of an ass. So the many ways that God will come to you, the word an ass. What is an ass? Okay, that one is a teaching for another thing. It's another aspect of it, you know. But what I want you to get is the spirit of meekness. Meekness is everywhere all over the scripture. Praise the Lord. God bless you.